Sean Heyman, insider for MLB Network.
Chicago is watching carefully, no question about it.
New York Post columnist, Curb Your Enthusiasm enthusiast.
You hate people. Well, I hate people individually, but I love mankind.
Sean Heyman with Mully and Haw.
I'm going to endorse the point where I say you never know with the Cubs, but I'm going to retract the I like the White Sox.
On 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a delight to bring in the great man himself. John Heyman joins us. All guests are brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Hey, John, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
So, right. I mean, we're just from a baseball perspective, a personal life perspective, you don't have to go back to Los Angeles. Is this a good thing? Were you counting on one more trip out west, or are you exhausted and now you're home and you don't have to get on a plane? It must be good.
It's both. It's been a long postseason between the Mets. I did the Mets at the beginning and then the Yankees. But, it would have been better for baseball to get six or seven games with these two marquee franchises. But Dodgers just too good.
Dodgers too good, Yankees imploding. Didn't have that on my bingo card, John, but that happened last night. How do you explain that?
Well, I'll say this about the Yankees. They're extremely talented. They hit a lot of home runs, but they're not good fundamentally. I've been watching them all year, and they're just not good in that area. They're a terrible base running team. I don't know if they're the worst in the majors, but they're among the worst. Defensively, they're not great. Certainly that inning was, beyond how bad they normally are, with Judge dropping an easy fly ball and then not covering first. To me, Rizzo should have been the one. The grounder was close enough to the bag where you just touched, field it and then step on the bag. So I would say it's 70% Rizzo, 30% Cole, not covering that bag. But this team is not good fundamentally. It's just not good.
I got to tell you, that looked like a bunch of my buddies playing softball. I mean, it was like the ball is fielded and the two guys exchange a look. Like, aren't you going to run? Go step on the base. I can't beat him. Oh my God, it was a moment. Is Rizzo, is that his last moment with the Yankees? That's a tough way to go out.
I would think so. I will say this. He is very, very close to Aaron Judge. And Aaron Judge has a big say in what they do. I mean, Aaron Judge was behind Verdugo. He actually wanted them to sign Benintendi back. Good thing they did not do that.
They can trade for him, John.
He's available again, I guess. Yeah, no, I mean, he was a free agent. He loved Benintendi, wanted him back, and then he wanted them to trade for Verdugo. So, I mean, Aaron Judge, great player. You probably should not rely on the players to decide who the other players are, in my opinion, generally. But he's going to want Rizzo back, I'm sure, because they are best friends at this point.
Wow.
In terms of, the actual team, I think they should move on from Rizzo at this point.
Hard to argue with the idea that Freddie Freeman stamped his ticket to Cooperstown with his Hall of Fame-like performance in this World Series. I wonder where you are on Dave Roberts. I just said earlier that, boy, two World Series titles, you look at the numbers, he's making quite a case to be a Hall of Fame manager.
Absolutely, and he averages 102 wins a year. That's pretty good. I mean, they won the division every year, but that one where San Francisco won 107 games. So I would think so. I think he's terrific. I don't really understand all the criticism, the critiques about him. I mean, he's criticized as much as Aaron Boone is. And in this game, I would say Boone made a couple of mistakes. Should have gone right to Weaver instead of Canely, probably. And then that fifth inning that was just terrible, he never appeared. He never came out, never visited the mound, never settled anybody down. All that disaster happened without him actually doing anything. So I do think they'll pick up Boone's option, and he will be back. That was the way things were going. Going into that game, he got to the World Series. Probably difficult to fire somebody going to the World Series, but he's great in terms of the clubhouse, but not great strategically. Roberts, I think, is outstanding. I mean, I think he's one of the best managers in baseball, and I would agree with you guys. I think he should be a Hall of Famer.
John, I was actually surprised by Juan Soto's answer when asked about whether the Yankees had a, you know, an advantage for him. I mean, I said to David, like, if the Mets offer a dollar more, he's going there. Like, he sounded like a guy who was like, hey, you know, open bidding, whatever you want, let's go. I mean, wow, that was wild.
That was funny. Speaking of the dollar, I remember when Zach Greinke re-signed with the Dodgers. After he was already there, he told me whoever had given him more money, that's where he was going, if it was a dollar more. So that's what you just said. It reminded me of that. Zach Greinke, very honest fellow. You know, I think Soto was coached to say what he did say, which was that everybody had the chance, and that's it. And so he went with the script. You know, I think it was tried about 8 times on the Yankees, the preference. I don't know whether people were rooting for that answer or whatever, expecting something to change his mind or change a different answer. But that's the answer. That's the script. He stuck with it, and that's it. Are the Yankees the preference? Will he go somewhere else for a dollar more? I don't think he's that cranky. I don't think it's a dollar, but, you know, he waited this long for free agency. He's going to evaluate everybody. I do think the Mets and the Dodgers have a good chance, and there'll be many, many teams trying for him. I heard there are already 8 teams who've called. So we're, you know, less than 24 hours. We're 12 hours after the game, not even 9 hours after the game. And, you know, it's going to be almost a blank check at this point, the way he performed this year.
Well, the White Sox won't be among them. I think we can safely say that. But they do have a new manager.
That's mean.
That's not mean. That's just trying to be real. Will Venable is going to be the next White Sox manager, John. What do you know of him? What are people saying about the 42-year-old former player and bench coach to Bruce Bochy?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a coup. I mean, he's a guy who turned down the Mets for an interview. He's turned down other teams. He did interview for the White Sox when Grifol got the job. Obviously, they're regretting that or whatever. They were impressed by him at that point. Chris Getz knew him before that. And, you know, he was able to get the guy that he wanted all along. This is the guy that he has been talking up for years. I heard weeks ago that this is the guy that he most preferred. And, you know, he was a finalist for the Marlins, and he stepped in there and said, you know, we want you, and got his man. So I think people think only good things about Will Venable. Of course, he hasn't been a manager yet. I think that will change. You know, then there'll be a lot of criticism. It's very different being a coach, as everybody loves you when you're a coach. When you're the manager, that's not the case, so it's hard to tell unless somebody's actually done the job, but I think this is the right guy for this team at this time to get somebody who can grow with the team and has great potential. It was a little surprising because everybody thought he was the heir apparent for Bruce Bochy. Certainly knew Chris Young, his boss in Texas. They played together not only on the baseball team at Princeton, but the basketball team. So it was a little surprising that he turned down the Mets and others, probably last year, San Diego, Cleveland. He probably turned everybody down, and he wants to go to the White Sox. So, I mean, you know, someone might question his taste, but good for the White Sox. I think it's a coup for them.
I asked David this question yesterday, and he got mad at me. I thought it was too early. I'm just curious, what passes for success with the White Sox? If they lose 100 games, that's a huge boost. That's a lot better than they had been. 21 more wins. What does it look like if he's doing a good job? How would we know?
Well, it might take a few years, but you're right. I mean, right. To improve by 21 games to 100 defeats, that's a pretty big improvement. So, you know, I would say that that is correct. 100 loss season will be considered a success.
Manager of the year stuff.
Yeah, maybe not. I think Buddy Bell who lost 110 games or something in Detroit and got a manager of the year vote or something because for him enduring this or something like that. I don't know. He was a terrible manager in many places, but he did get that manager of the year vote.
John, got to ask you this before we let you go. Of those 8 teams, what are the chances the Cubs are one of the group that are going to pursue Juan Soto? And if they do, do they have any realistic chance of landing him?
Well, I'm sure they'll make the call. I mean, I don't know whether they're one of the eight teams that called already. I probably 12 teams will eventually call, because I think if you're a big market team and you don't at least put your hat in the ring, the fan base is going to go nuts. Are they a realistic team to get him? I doubt it. I mean, I'm just looking at the history, right? The $177 million for Dansby Swanson was really stepping out for them. You know, they are a big market, obviously, big revenue team, certainly a top 10 revenue team. But, you know, do they have the revenues of the Yankees or the Dodgers or the Mets or the Red Sox? Not quite. And, you know, I mean, the Dodgers have a big advantage now. That Ohtani contract is just enormous for them. I mean, you know, it's $70 million a year, but with $68 million a year deferred, the actual value of it is being figured at, by some people at least, around $29 million. So, and they gain many, many times that in sponsorship and marketing money. So he himself is a cash cow for the team. And I think he will allow them to sign anybody they want over the next 9 years if he wants to go. And they will go for him if he wants to go. Now, there was some talk when he was in San Diego. It was uneven. He wanted to be on the East Coast. I mean, all this is speculation. We've been saying he prefers the Yankees, and you heard what he said. Now, is that just a script? What does he really think? You know, I don't know. But he did wait this time. I don't think he's that cranky who will go for the dollar, $1 more, but you know, there is some level at which he will accept a little bit less money to go to a preferred team. But, you know, I don't really think we know who the preferred team is at this point. He's not gonna say anything. He's gonna play it the way his agent Scott Boras wants him to play it. But yeah, as far as the Cubs, I expect them to be in it in terms of making a call. Are they going to really compete with the Yankees, Mets, and Dodgers and go over? I think it's going to go over $600 million. And that's legit, not like Ohtani, $700 million. I'm very doubtful of that. This is my guess.
Great stuff, John. Great season. Thank you for everything. Always a joy. Thanks, John.
Good stuff.
Always a pleasure, guys. All right, we'll see you next year, and hopefully maybe there'll be some good stuff happening in the winter. Maybe I'll be wrong. Who knows? Maybe the Cubs will surprise us.
Maybe the White Sox will wind up with Soto. No, never mind.
Take care.
Thanks, John. God bless you. That's our guy, John Heyman. Does a wonderful job. Great to talk to him. We're going to be right back with Nick Costos. Find out who's going to win the big game tonight. Mullion Hall on the Score.